When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah. No layup line, no warm-ups, no nothing. We just walking right into the stadium, getting to the game. Let's do it.
When the beat on, then it's on. When our right jerseys on the road, cause how we feel where we roam is our home. Leaving these other podcasts null and void. The show can't miss something like Tom Shepard and corduroys. Full Sport Press, you know them boys. Jay run the point, lock for three, and me, I crashed the boards. Weezy told you that it's paid for. We already ran the score before the cameraman could go and press record. Now you all in your feelings, cause we trusted the process and y'all was tanking for Wiggins. We was spreading the love and y'all was trading for Wiggins. Went to war with the Wolves and y'all was waiting on Wiggins, huh? I had to do it fast. The flow split the double, grabbed at the dribble, and Euro stepped over the 808. I'm on time even when it's...
You are now listening to the Full Sport Press podcast featuring hosts Jay Hove, Wheezy, Jeff, and Coach Locke. Please enjoy the show.
Greetings and salutations. I would like to welcome everybody back and some of you for the first time to the Full Sport Press podcast. The premier sports podcast for the consummate sports fan. And this is your one-stop shop for all sports-related news and topics. I am Jay Hope.
It's your boy, Big Jeff.
It's your boy, Weezy. What it do?
It's your man, Coach Locke.
Cameraman, how you doing, brother? Salute to you. Tank Dog, salute to you.
Hey.
Salute him up. Salute your shorts.
Salute your shorts.
That's my show right there. Yeah. Camp on a wanna.
I never watched Yeah, you missed that too.
Yeah.
I watched Kepa.
Willa older.
Nah, yeah.
That's all.
I don't know that one.
Yep. Episode 500.
Wild and Crazy Kids, at least?
Yeah, we watched Wild and Crazy Kids for sure.
Hey Dude?
Nah, we missed Hey Dude.
I remember Hey Dude. I didn't watch Hey Dude.
I ain't watched none of that. Yeah. I was in the streets. You know what I'm saying? I was outside. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Jeff, you was outside. So I don't know when you found time to do that.
We lost cable right after right after Camp on the Water. So at that point, I had no choice.
Episode
shout to Grandma.
Shout to Grandma. Episode 509, we're discussing the winners and losers of the 2024 free agency class.
FSP style.
Always FSP style.
You better damn know it.
Better damn believe it.
Let's kick it off. Best of the week. Talk to me, Jeff.
Oh, man. Gus Johnson. During the Villanova Marquette game, both teams were 5 for 23 from 3-point land, had consecutive air balls, and Gus lost his shit.
Yeah.
Gus said analytics and the 3-point shot is ruining basketball. I love to see it.
He finna retire too.
Yeah, love Gus.
Yeah, he might as well get used to it, dog.
Yeah.
It ain't going nowhere. Nowhere.
What you got, Coach?
Oh man, my best week is easy, man. I'm back in the studio after being out a few weeks for an assignment. Back. Yeah.
Shout out to the Tigers.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Yeah.
Shout out to it, dog.
Shout out to the Tigers.
Yeah.
My best of the week is retirement for the latest, Aaron Donald, latest to retire, first ballot Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
It's a discussion of the three best defensive players of our generation. It is Lawrence Taylor.
It's Aaron Donald.
It's Aaron Donald for sure, and Reggie White. Close the door.
Okay. Argument. Bruce, for argument's sake.
Bruce.
J.J. Watt.
Nah.
He had three offensive defense players a year.
Nah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You know what that is. That's a lot of time for the war. What I'm trying to tell you is he tackled getting 20 sacks.
That's amazing, bro.
Come on, man.
I ain't arguing against them. I'm just saying, and some people might say Lawrence Taylor might be a generation before.
Yeah, it might be a generation before. Yeah, so if we adding him, I'm putting Bruce Smith in before
J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got the most sacks all time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a bill right there.
Yeah, what you got, Weezy? Best of the week.
Oh, man. Football's back, man. Free agent.
It's not back. Football ain't back until August.
You know what I mean, Jay? Free agent. Oh.
Yeah.
That's
you know, he said, oh.
Ad living like that today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Free agency back, though. You hype about it. This is your type of show.
It's almost draft time.
Yeah.
I already said it.
It is.
It's too much.
Right back to you one more time.
It's too much.
Worst of the week, bud.
Oh, man. Derrick Henry left the Titans.
I thought you had something else.
Derrick Henry's gone.
Derrick Henry is gone.
Derrick Henry's gone.
He had a purple chair with a purple suit on. Gone. With purple boots on.
That's a lot of purple. It's my favorite.
Boy, you're gone.
Gone, man.
Gone.
You ain't getting no Henry jersey anyway. You weren't really dedicated.
I got a Henry jersey.
You got a Henry jersey. Who's that jersey? You got somebody else's jersey. I thought it was some. Is that your only Titans jersey?
Yeah.
My worst of the week is college basketball firings. We got Jerry Stackhouse, the Juwan Howard. Not a good week for the guys, man. Shout out to them.
Shit, what is her? Which one's that?
Godspeed to the future, both of those guys. That's dirty.
Hate this time of the year, man. I hate it. Worst. Hate it.
Yeah, it's got to win. Yeah.
But I'm saying some people get chance after chance after chance to win, uh-huh. And then certain people only get a chance.
Mm-hmm. And then after they get a chance after chance after chance, they get a chance. On top of the scandal.
They get a chance
somewhere else, too.
Come on, now.
But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, don't get off too. What you got worst of the week, Coach?
Ah, man, worst of the week, we're going to stick to the cloud of the area, man. The season's over, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's always a terrible time when the season ends mm-hmm. a little earlier than you want it mm-hmm. to. But, you know, still a good season overall, you know.
Yeah. So. 18 and 15, man. How do you think the year went, Coach?
18 wins, dog. 18 wins is pretty good, man, you know.
Yeah.
Can't sniff at 18 wins. There's a lot of Division I teams out there that wish they won 18 games.
I agree.
So
Especially dealing with guys, less man. That we deal with at TSU. How do you feel about us having less at TSU?
So, Jeff,
hey, boy, you good.
What do you like that?
I like that, huh? I like that, Coach. I like that. My worst of the week is Nick Saban. Listen, Nick, I get it. You're the best college football coach to ever live, but sometimes your time is just over. So going in about the NIL and saying this is the college football that you love, as Coach said, you got to get with it or get left behind.
He ain't lying, though.
Did you see what Patino said? Yeah, that's awful. I mean, Patino, he keeping it real. Because what I do like that Patino said was he doesn't like it,
but
he understands it.
There we go.
Because he said to the guys that were interviewing him, he said, let's put it in your wheelhouse. You're good at interviewing. This is your job, and you're really good at it. You have me here. Somebody comes and offer you high six figures more than what you're making. Mm-hmm. Are you not going to go move over there to them? Mm-hmm. So he was like, he doesn't like it, but he understands it. Mm-hmm. But of course he doesn't like it. He was like, you build a new team every year, basically.
Yeah.
You know, ain't no more developing a kid. Like, he named all the guys he coached, like Peyton Siever and Ware and all those guys at Louisville that he helped develop over time. But those days are far and few now.
I mean, I think you could still do that. Look at North Carolina. They got 30-year-old dudes on that team.
Yeah. But here's the thing. With Nick Saban. Here's the thing.
Nah, go ahead and knock that out. No, go ahead, because I got you. Go ahead.
But here's the thing. That man's won, what, 8 national championships?
I want
so if you go to this, if you go to this school, you're going to win one. You're going to guarantee to win a national championship. And the first thing you ask him is, when do I play? How much money I get?
That's what they're doing.
That's what it's all about.
That's what they all doing.
Real quick. So in turn, this is the thing. Everybody will be having 5 years. He's just in his fifth year.
But you said.
Michael Penix. Same shit. You said he was Michael Penix to the moon, Washington to the moon.
Every time.
Same quarterback situation. He played 5 years.
That's very true.
He played six, really.
That's very true. But every time Jordan Travis was on your Heisman watch, you called him super duper ninth year senior.
Yeah.
But it's only right that we call Baycock a 30-year-old player.
But he's not. He's 23.
He's 30 in college years.
No, it's not.
Like dog years.
And on top of that, he's
in dog years.
He ain't just out there just dominating like Zach Edey or somebody. He ain't National Player of the Year.
No, he's not.
He's a role player. A great role player gets through the ACC. And like Duke, they lose in the first round.
Oh. Make sure you check us out on iTunes, Facebook, Instagram, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube, Amazon Music to catch up on the full archive of past episodes of FSP. Just simply search Full Sport Press Podcast, J-Ho, and Weezy. Do you guys have a yellow box of Cheerios recipient for our listeners? He gave me the stare deaf right there.
This week's award recipients. Flood, when we say her brother's name, would you say?
Now, whatever you want to do is your word. We just living in it, my brother.
Glad you figured that out, my dog. Now, this week's award recipient is Trayvon Milton.
And let me tell you something else.
Uh-oh. Oh, Jeff.
Here we go.
Duke would love to have Armando Baycott.
I'm not a Duke fan.
Okay.
I'm not a Duke fan.
Okay.
My coach is on the hot seat right now.
Okay. Yeah. We have Trayvon Milton, the brother of Flaw J. Johnson. Woo! Been charged by the Greenville Police Department for his role in an altercation at the SEC Women's Basketball Tournament on Sunday. Milton, 24 years old, leaped over the scorer's courtside table during a skirmish between players. Milton made contact with an SEC employee and also touched a player on his way out. He was escorted away by the police and is being charged with assault and battery, third degree, and disorderly conduct. He was being held at the Greenville County Detention Center, and his bond was set as $1,000, which has since been posted. Come on, Trayvon. Come on, Trayvon.
Come on, dog. Come on, dog.
Come on, Trayvon.
I understand his family. I understand his sister, but it ain't like they was jumping on her.
Nah.
She just pushed her down.
Nah.
That's it.
Nah.
And Flo's like, push the girl first.
Exactly, yeah. You know.
She didn't push her, though.
No, she didn't.
She didn't push her.
She didn't push her.
Camila Cardoza, 6'8".
Yeah.
Cardoza just taking up for a team.
That's all we're doing.
She caught Flo J at a bad angle. That's all.
Just like Andy Reid got caught by Travis Kelce. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was just at an angle.
Mm-hmm.
But she pushed. It wasn't a full, but it was a little push.
Yeah. He pushed him now. Nah, he pushed him. He pushed him. Yeah.
He was equally a push. But we can't listen. Come on, Trayvon. There are women out there playing basketball. Yeah, what was you going to come down there and do?
He wrong.
I don't think he realized it. I think he popped up too quick.
Yeah.
And he was on the court like, damn.
He was like, man, what y'all doing?
He was wrong for that.
You dead wrong.
I tell you what, whoever was securing the area going to have to hear that too.
Oh, yeah.
The first thing was say, how he get past you?
Yeah, they weren't doing their job.
Yeah, how they get past you?
It's bad work.
Watching the fight.
Yeah.
Everybody's watching
the fight. Yeah. I don't like the way that Kim Mulkey kind of responded to that, mm-hmm. saying that she wished she would have pushed Angel Reese. Kim Mulkey is one of those people, man, and just – I ain't finna get too
And I'm gonna be honest. Yeah. I don't wanna cut you off, Jack.
You good?
That's one of them things. If you gonna say that, you say that in the locker room to your team.
Yeah,
you to your team.
Yeah. Don.
Yep.
Yeah. Don came out, said all the right stuff. Yeah, and then Kim goes, I wish you'd have pushed on somebody her own side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody her side.
And that's the same girl that you suspended at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
But now you need a goon and you call him a goon.
Yeah.
Watch what you say there.
Yeah,
nice
to see him.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here. Let's get out of here.
This yellow box is here. We will get that to Trayvon. You guys ready to get started first half?
Please do.
Let's get it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The first half is underway.
Full Sport Press. First half, the hottest sports news of the past week, like we do each and every week here at the Full Sport Press Podcast. Before we get started, I am Jay Ho.
It's your boy, Big Jeff.
It's your boy, Weezy. What it do?
It's your man, Coach Lock.
Big Jeff, where you can find you on social media, my brother.
JEasley84 across all social media platforms.
Lock, what can I find you, my brother?
Nothing has changed, man. It's Lock_the_great. That's THA. Get that, man.
Jay, talk to him.
Damn, it's J-Hove on Instagram and Twitter. Let's talk about it in Twitter.
Let's talk about it on Twitter. I'm FSP underscore Weezy on IG. And I'm at How Weezy on Twitter. Holla.
You got to get active, man.
Look at Weezy. I've been busy. I need to get active.
Yeah, you got to get active. Yeah.
Busy.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, wow.
Let's kick the first half off with some college basketball talk. March Madness is here. Selection Sunday is mere days away. And FSP is here to iron out our number one seeds for the 2024 NCAA Men and Women's Basketball Tournament field ahead of Selection Sunday. We'll kick things off with our number four seeds, guys. So give me your number four seed, Jeff.
Tennessee Volunteers.
For the men?
For the men.
Okay.
Yeah. Tennessee Volunteers.
Who you got, Coach?
I had them, but as of the time of recording, with them getting smacked.
Yeah.
That's true.
I dropped them out and I put in North Carolina.
Yeah. Okay. My fourth number one seed is the University of North Carolina. Great day to be a Tar Heel. Go Heels.
Yeah, I had Tennessee.
I think they still bounce back.
Nah, it's quiet. Number three. Weezy, who you got at number three?
Houston.
Yeah. I have UConn at three. Third number one seed. What you got, Coach?
I had UConn at three.
At Purdue. At three.
Wow. Shit, Jeff.
Yeah.
Right back to you at your second number one seed.
UConn.
Coach?
Purdue.
I have Houston as the second number one seed.
Purdue.
Okay. Right back to you for your number one overall seed.
UConn.
Right. I have Purdue.
I have Houston.
I also have Houston.
Okay. There we go. Mix and match. Moving on to the women's side. Wheezy, give me your fourth number one overall seed.
USC.
I have Texas.
I have Texas.
Stanford.
Okay. Right back to you, Jeff.
Iowa at three. Well, the third number one seed.
Yeah. I have USC.
I have USC as the third number one.
Iowa.
Okay. Who you got at two, your second number one overall seed?
Texas.
I have Iowa.
I have Iowa.
Got the Juju Express at two.
Wow. Okay. And coming in number one, I think it should be unanimous for South Carolina.
Exactly.
All right. Jeff, you are up, my brother.
Speaking of unanimous, let's move on to the box. All right. So some of us were questioning if Anthony Joshua still had it. Some of us were even questioning if it's Francis Ngannou. Was a legitimate boxer.
If he has it.
After his great showing against Tyson Fury, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. Woo! Anthony Joshua was in Saudi Arabia, made short work of old Francis Ngannou with a second round TKO.
Another love TKO.
Quick, easy work. Francis got taken into deep waters with the elite level heavyweight boxer. Yeah, that was deep water. Tyson Fury did not train for the fight. Was just there to get some money inside because Saudi Arabia's giving out those bags, humongous bags. I did call that. But Anthony Joshua fighting for his life right now, and Francis found out about that. Mm-hmm. So, starting with you, Coach Locke, what is next for Anthony Joshua, and is Francis Ngannou done with boxing?
Francis Ngannou needs to be done with boxing. If he's not, Anthony Joshua has just put himself back in the path or the street, I guess, to go and contend for the heavyweight title. This is what happens when a real boxer fights a turned boxer.
Yeah.
I mean, like you mentioned, the Tyson Fury thing was a situation where he didn't care. He took him lightly, basically. Like, I ain't worried about him. And you're not in shape in boxing, it's going to show. I think Joshua trained like he was fighting Tyson Fury or somebody, and it showed. So this is a bit for Francis.
Yeah. Shit, it ain't over with for Francis at all, because you got to look at it. He got $600,000 in his last UFC fight. Mm-hmm. He got close to $15 to $20 million for this Saudi Arabia fight. So hell no. Anthony Joshua made close to $20 to $25 million.
Yeah, dog.
That's four wins in a row for Anthony Joshua. So he could get a shot now for the winner of Tyson Fury and Usyk. So, I think they fight May 18th, yeah, something like that. So
second time.
Yeah. So in turn, what's next for Ngannou is to continue to fight in Saudi Arabia to get paid for everybody, because they are paying.
They're paying money.
They're paying out there.
Sports watching back.
Yeah.
That is Jesus.
Fun. Yeah. What you got, Weez?
I think Anthony Joshua deserves a championship fight against Tyson Fury. I mean, that's what we want to see, right? What else fight do we want to see?
Deontay Wilder ruined it, but they fought on the same card a few months ago.
Knocked out.
Yeah.
He done.
He owe it.
All right, so here's the thing about the Ngannou situation. Him losing like that against top-tier level boxing opponent hurts that mystique of bringing over a high-level UFC MMA guy to fight a boxing guy. Because you think about when Floyd fought Conor, Floyd took it easy on Conor McGregor. We know that. Mm-hmm. And he didn't, because he wanted to put on the show and make as much money out the fight as he could. Impossible rematch, thank God it didn't happen. He didn't smoke Conor when he really could have. Mm-hmm. Anthony Joshua played no game. Not at all. And went out there for the kill. And that's going to hurt that whole feel of saying, I wonder if what's my man name? Bones, John Jones could actually come over and fight in a heavyweight fight against somebody. I wonder if Israel can come over and fight in a boxing match against somebody. Right. It's going to hurt that, because you've seen what happened when you fight an actual professional boxer out there. Right. Mm-hmm. Anthony Joshua, four straight wins, like J-Ho said. Just hold tight. Hopefully Tyson Fury fights Usyk, and you should get the winner. Now, I don't know how you're going to fare against either one of those guys, focus, because we know your chin has been questionable at best.
Mm-hmm.
the best bet for me, for Joshua, is to keep this winning streak going, is take what's left of Deontay Wilder and fight him this summer in Saudi Arabia before yet another bag.
Big bag.
A big, huge bag. Big, huge bag. Yeah. And then carry that over for the winner of the Usyk Fury fight. Winner of that fight gets that.
Because there's a rematch clause for that Fury Usyk fight, yep, too. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Has Tyson Fury lost all that weight for real?
Yeah.
What is he doing?
Crack.
Damn. That's the rumors. I don't know. It's bad.
That's not going to be good for a heavyweight fight.
Yeah. That ain't good. But the thing, he's always been, his condition has always been in question anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe he gets turning around.
Let's see. All right, before we get started with halftime, let's talk more boxing. The countdown is on to one of the most anticipated boxing bouts of 2024 as 58. He's 57 now, be 58 in June. 58-year-old Mike Tyson prepares to face 27-year-old Jake Paul. The pair won't square off until July the 20th at Jerry World in Arlington. Now, there are major questions. Is it a pro or an exhibition fight? Will they fight 18-ounce gloves and headgear? Will they fight at heavyweight? Who will be the undercards? I'm sure the specifics will be released soon. But as we speak right now, the early odds are out. Jake Paul is favorite, minus 360. Mm. Tyson is plus 300. Weezy, what would this fight look like?
I'm betting all I can. Titans is plus 300. Where can I bet that at?
I need to reconsider that. I'm telling you.
Please reconsider.
Why? Tell me why, though.
We're going to talk about it, but go ahead. So you're saying that there should be any possible way. What if they got headgear on? What if they fight with 18-ounce gloves?
Well, if they fight with headgear on this exhibition, then all money's off the table. All money's off the table. If they're out there playing around, playing 36 out there.
They are playing 36.
Yeah, if you play 36, it's over with.
36.
But if your boy's out there, let's get ready to rumble and the lights is on, give me Tyson plus 300, man, for real.
I hear you. What you got, Coach?
I hope it's a real fight.
Oh, no, Coach.
Yes. Yes, yes. This is why, though. Because I understand Jake Paul's been boxing, but have y'all seen Mike Tyson moving and hitting that bag?
I'm telling you, Coach, they're going to have to tranquilize him before you go out there.
I'm tired of the whole Jake Paul thing. I am. I'm over it.
He done lost, though, so.
Yeah, it's, but.
Go ahead, Coach. I'm sorry.
I'm tired of him picking people that are over-the-heel boxers to prove that he can box. Either box for real or leave it alone. Quit fighting these boxers that's old, retired, this and what, not who they are. Go fight somebody for real that's a real boxer, that's in their prime, that's doing it, that's young, if you want to be a boxer.
Yeah.
So I hope Tyson knocks him out in the sixth or seventh round.
He ain't going six.
But punishes him all the way up until that round.
Well, Mike was 27. He wasn't going six. He's going to lose if he went six.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I hope happens.
Okay.
I know Mike. That ain't what he does. Mm-hmm. So if he gonna knock him out, it's gonna be early.
Yeah.
So, but I just want to see somebody punish him because I'm tired of him. I am.
Gotcha.
All right. Jake Paul is like a politician. Mm-hmm. He has very good intentions, and there's always a few things about him that's gonna let you down. This is the thing about Jake Paul that lets me down. He wants to be a boxer. He loves the sport. He does not do things to. He doesn't say weird stuff on the mic to make you think he don't know nothing about boxing. He really loves boxing, Coach. Mm. But then he got into the ring with Tyson Fury's younger brother, who is a real boxer, and he lost. And that hurt. So now it's back to the gimmick stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Texas, the state of Texas, please do the right thing. Do not sanction this as a real fight. Do not. Because if you do, the problem is we're going to see Mike Tyson get hurt.
From who?
This is going to... Here's my thing. That punching bag stuff looks great. It looks great. Rewind the tape to Tyson's last three fights.
Yep.
Hold on.
He quit on his...
3 years ago? We're going back there.
You don't get better in 30 years. You don't get more athletic in 30 years.
Go back to Roy Jones.
Tyson's last real fight, he quit on the stool and could not fight, could not stand. Fighting against a dude who didn't fight again after that. That was Mike Tyson's last memory. Now, you count the Roy Jones exhibition, that's fine. But if this is a real fight, yeah, if he catches Jake Paul in that first round, it might be something. Maybe in that second round. But if Jake Paul just run around for two rounds, just run around for two rounds. Let him get tired. Let him swing at the air for a little bit. And then 58 going to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
All that weed going to catch up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's going to be rough.
I agree.
And people going to watch that. It's going to be rough.
And people are definitely going to watch. And that's the reason that they're doing this. His last competitive fight was a defeat. Like Jeff mentioned, against Kevin McBride. That was nearly two decades ago, guys. Come on now. 30 years younger? 30 years, guys. I think this is a rollout to what Netflix is doing in the future. with I think they'll be basically like Weezy said, it'll be 36. It'll be a sparring bout. We're at a place now where the names of people, like Jeff kind of mentioned, promoted is much more of a financial draw than an actual event. Like, people are paying more attention to who's there instead of what's really going on. I think it's a money grab. I won't be getting too excited about it. I'm gonna watch it.
Absolutely.
But it's one of those things where I know what Netflix is trying to do, and they're trying to set it up for the future. You start big and you really start moving on to like smaller fights, which are real boxing bouts, not necessarily this. This is not a real bout.
So how is Netflix going to capitalize on this money-wise? Because if you, what are they doing? Have they not said if you already subscribe, you watch it free?
Yeah, well, it's just that. And then on top of it, I think they're about to roll out in May that there's a premium with no ads, and then there's, you know, like,
you have to have the premium.
You probably got to have the premium to watch it for free.
So they're going to have to figure out a way to make their money off the fight.
Ain't no question.
They'll make it.
I mean, they're going to make their money.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my bet in. Y'all let me know if they're using headgear. If they're using headgear, I'm calling.
Yeah.
They're using headgear and big ass gloves and shit like soccer boppers.
It's going to look like Roy and Mike when the pandemic was going on. It's going to look just like that.
It's crazy. It's crazy talk. Well, you guys ready to get started with halftime?
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
We're at the midway point. Please enjoy all of the halftime festivities.
Halftime. It is the FSP. Or Jeff.
It's Jeff.
NBA Power Rankings. Let's get started, Coach. It's been a good week. It's been a real good week. Season's winding down. It's been a real good week. Number 7. Winners of 4 straight. The Houston Rockets. Hey, man, I'm not going to speak on the outside the court stuff going on in Houston, but maybe those things help a team play a little better when, you know, the season winds down. Winners of 4 straight. Shout out to them. Moving on to number 6, the New York Knickerbockers. Winners of 3 or 4. Huge weekend showdown against our number 5 team coming up this weekend, and that number 5 team is the Sacramento Kings. Winners of 4 or 5, 2 wins against the Lakers, and a huge win against the Milwaukee Bucks in that span. Sacramento Kings are starting to light that beam right as the playoffs are coming along the horizon. Number 4, the New Orleans Pelicans. Winners of 4 or 5, silently going to be a tough out in the Western Conference. And shout out to Zion for playing a hold on. You're right. Shout out to Zion. Just shout out to Zion. Number 3. The Oklahoma City Thunder, the number 1 seed in the West, winners of 4 of their last 5. Chet is going through a rough spell right now. SGA did some weird stuff to get that Kevin Durant record, but it's okay. Still the number 1 seed in the West. That's okay. Number 2, winners of 4 straight, the number 1 seed in the East, number 1 overall record in the NBA, the Boston Celtics. Huh?
They on fire.
Yeah. Boston Celtics look really good. There's nothing else to say about them. We just got to wait to the playoffs for them. But then there's number 1 seed, the Denver Nuggets. Winners of 4 straight, dominant performance against their finals opponent last year. Jokic is looking like his 3rd MVP is coming really easily.
I don't think so.
Yeah. The last team to beat Boston was the Denver Nuggets. Denver Nuggets on a roll. Yep. Shout out to them. And that is your FSP. Or Jeff.
Or just Jeff.
The NBA Power Rankings.
Yep.
Y'all ready to start the second half?
Let's get it.
Let's do it.
Jeff, you got some feedback.
The second half is underway.
Full Sport Press.
Second half, the 2024 NFL free agency winners and losers. I am J.O.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy. What it do?
It's your man Coach Locke.
Cameraman, the NFL already looks a lot different following the first few days of NFL free agency. While offseason wins don't directly translate to the standings per se, more than a few teams are positioning themselves nicely for the 2024 season. Now, how does a team win or lose in NFL free agency when no games are being played? Simply, that comes down to maintaining and improving its roster the best way possible in relation to available resources. So in turn, if you don't have no money, you can't be heavy in free agency. And if you have plenty of money, you have to be active, but you also have to make good decisions. That's it. That's how you win. That's how you lose. That's it. We will kick things off with our winners, Weezy. Talk to me. Give me your first winner and why.
I'm going to kick it off my boys. First one on Titans.
Yeah, big wins.
We did what we supposed to do. We We had a lot of money. We actually spent the money this year.
Did
we? Now I'm not saying that we one player away from winning the Super Bowl, but we're a whole lot better team than what we were prior to free agency.
Okay.
We needed a wide receiver. We got a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We needed a linebacker. We got a linebacker. We needed a corner. We got a corner. And all these are players. We got solid players.
Yeah.
Got a running back too.
Got a running. Yeah.
Got a running back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm rolling. Will Levis specifically though, because they put their money where their mouth is, basically by providing your second year quarterback actual weapons and a serious enforcer. So you add in DeAndre Hopkins last year, correct? And then you gain another wide receiver one, pseudo two, and Calvin Ridley. Now, there's no replacing Derrick Henry. I get that. But his departure alleviated space for your running back, Tajay Spears, to go into a situation where he'll split time with Tony Pollard. That's a good running back room now. So, and I get it, you know, we don't know how Will Levis is going to look next year, but it makes it a lot easier when you have said talent at wide receiver one, wide receiver two, and then you get a center in Lloyd Cushenberry with a great last name to be your center, man. So I think the Titans are serious about revamping a team that looked like a 1990s team for the last 15 years, and they're finally catching up with the times and having with Brian Callahan. Yeah, it's time to go ahead and look into the future. And I think this is the first time the Titans actually look towards the future.
It's a good pick.
Yeah. What you got, Coach?
I went to Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
They signed Derrick Henry. We know Derrick Henry has been used to toting the ball a million times with Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason this is going to benefit him is because he won't have to do that in Baltimore. They already have Keaton Mitchell, who showed a lot of speed in his rookie season. Lamar Jackson, we know what he does, so they won't rely on him to run as much. So they'll better really use Derrick Henry when they need him to his strength. Those third and ones, just give it Derrick Henry. You know you're going to get it. So now you don't have to worry about Lamar Jackson doing quarterback sneaks or trying to run out when you don't need a few yards. And this will extend Derrick Henry's career because he's going to be splitting the totes with Keith Mitchell. You can have Keith Mitchell in for on first down or, you know, when it's second and five, so you can run him or get him out the backfield, use his speed. So I think the Baltimore Ravens won with that.
Jeff.
Buffalo Bills.
What?
I'm proud of you, Jeff. I'm proud of you.
Defense was old and long in the tooth, cameraman. Couple of glue gun players. A whole bunch of them. Had to let them go. Had to get some cap space. Shout out to Josh Allen. He restructured his contract. We were able to sign Deion Dawkins at tackle to a contract extension, had to lock him down. Then we went and got Curtis Samuel. I'm a big Curtis Samuel fan. I think in Washington where he played, they had three wide receivers in Washington. They just didn't have an offense that could support three wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think bringing Curtis Samuel to on the other side of Stephon Diggs with Kincaid and Dawson Knox, that is the signing that Buffalo needed to make. It wasn't the one I wanted them to make. That one went to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a good option too when all the other receivers with Calvin Ridley's are gone. Couldn't afford him. Wow, Titans, that was a bag. Couldn't afford I forgot the other kid's name, but we could take a Curtis Samuel and mold him into something else. So I like that.
Yeah. Right back to you, Jeff.
Another winner.
I'm not gonna take the little hanging fruits. I'm gonna let them go. Desmond Ridder was gonna be in a tough spot in Atlanta because he was the starting quarterback last year. Say what you will about him underperforming. Not a starting QB, whatever it may be. But being able to get another start, not a starting job, but a second start in Arizona behind Kyler Murray and taking that pressure off of him and taking losing his locker room like that and getting to start over a la Geno Smith, that's beautiful for him. So hopefully that pans out for him. He gets to stay in the NFL a long time.
Go. What you got, Coach?
Houston Texans.
Let's talk about it.
Signing Daniel Hunter was huge for them. They had the best non-quarterback free agent this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
They had Hunter coming in 20 years old, coming off his best season in NFL. He set career highs of 16.5 sacks in 2023, the fifth most in the league. So that's going to give them more help on the defensive end after drafting the rookie Phenom, also their first round last year.
Bill Anderson.
Yep. But they also signed running back Joe Milton, tight end Dalton Schultz, defensive line Danico Autry, Mike Ford at corner, and Desmond King. So they got more help on the defense side of the ball.
So this is a big free pickup for me and the Houston Texans.
Yeah, I'm rolling with him with the Texans as well. What Nick Caserio is doing with this team, first off, you got to hire a guy. Mm-hmm. You hired D'Amico Ryans. And if you have a guy, a lot of people want to go play for a guy. So you go get Azeez Al-Shaahir, who played for him in San Francisco. You go in with D'Amico Autry. And you're doing this all while still having money to advance some of the people that are already there, like Laramie Tunsil in a couple of years. And then you got to keep the bag open for C.J. Stroud because he's coming to get his. So, yeah, man. So you just – you get Joe Mixon for nothing. And that is huge. And I know that my guy – what's the my running back that's playing there? Damian Pierce is there, right? But they don't even play him anymore because you know why? That's not their system anymore. Yeah. You get a guy that's your system guy, which is Joe Mixon. And now I'm telling you, this is a free agent destination spot for the foreseeable future. As long as Seven is the quarterback, they'll be just fine. And it's good to see that they can actually do a little bit more because he's under a rookie contract. So it's a good thing. All wins for the Texans. What you got, Weezy?
I'm going to piggyback on the Texans real quick.
Okay.
Because what the Texans did for the AFC South, they already won the division last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they used their money wisely. Not only did they get better, they got slight. They didn't go in there and get – they got solid players with experience.
Hell yeah.
So they're not going to have to – they're not going to have to, you know, train or develop D'Amico Autry. They're not going to develop Joe Mixon. They're not going to develop the Hunter guy.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys already come in ready to play to a team that's already won a division. That's great for Rage to pick up.
Yeah. I agree 100%. And even on top of that, the sneaky pick on that, Jeff Okuda, you getting him first day of free agency for free?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a good corner signing, and I think he'll be good for the Texans opposite my guy, Derek Stingley Jr. Mm-hmm. Give me another winner, Weezy. You up?
My other winner quietly is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I like that too.
With Russell Wilson, Patrick Queen, and their offense suffered last year because of quarterback play.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson didn't have a horrible year last year. His coach and him were just not on the same page.
Correct.
So he goes into a system with a new offensive coordinator that he can that loves to score points in Arthur Smith. I think that team they were a playoff team last year.
Mm-hmm.
They were a playoff team last year.
Steelers always playoff.
Yeah. So with that program, with that franchise, the way they play, that pickup was huge for them.
I agree. I'm rolling with the Steelers as well. You're getting a guy like Russell Wilson for pennies. Pennies on the dollars. Yeah. But and then you look at it's basement prices, bargain basement. And then you surprise the world and you go and get Patrick Queen. Then you trade an unhappy wide receiver in Deontay Johnson and Mason Cole. And then you follow that up by getting Dante Jackson to replace Pat Pete, who's 5 years younger than him and is equally as good at this point of his career. So a win for the Steelers all around. You got another winner, Coach?
Yeah, the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
Getting Josh Jacobs on the deal that they got him at is a win. Then you also bring in Xavier McKinney at safety, tight end Tyler Davis. For a team that didn't really do what they wanted to do as far as winning the division because the Detroit Lions took over the division and won a division, this is going to put them right back in the seat to change the lines for the NFC North next season with these additions. So I had the Green Bay Packers as a winner.
Jeff?
I had the running back position.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
We talked about Derrick Henry. Talked about what DeAndre Swift out the gate, that deal he gets out the gate, right? Saquon Barkley, Joe Mixon going to help swing, you know, in Texas. Then we talked about – coaches talked about Josh Jacobs. We were worried, you know, we talked about this in pre-production, I think last week, we were worried if these guys were actually even going to be able to get signed or have a gig, and they all come off the board fairly quickly and to great situations, not to teams that are projected to be bottom of the barrel. These are teams that are projected to be contending for playing meaningful football. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm piggybacking off that real quick because months ago you had Austin Eckler, Saquon Barkley, and Derrick Henry all got on a Zoom call to kind of talk about the future of the running back position and to kind of make sure that everybody's on the same page as far as contract issues. And now you see they're all in places that are seemingly happy, and it makes it look – because it reset when you go and get a person like Christian McCaffrey, who has been the best trade to happen for the 49ers, I think, ever. You go and get him, and that reset the market, and it shows just how valuable the running back position is in the NFL. So I'm rolling with you with that, Jeff. What you got, Weezy?
The Atlanta Falcons, man.
Okay.
Paying the boy.
Ooh.
Well, really him.
Captain Kirk.
That's who it is.
It's Kirk, really.
Yeah.
Get another $180 million deal.
Getting them checks.
But here's the thing, man. I don't know if he's bad. I don't know if he's a game manager. But I know his agent is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
That's what I do know.
Yeah.
That's what I do know.
Yeah. And he's not even a famous agent either. He's just Kirk Cousins' agent.
Yeah. But you put Kirk Cousins, that's to everybody else, that's just a game manager and he with experience, with over 10 years experience in that system, with those weapons, they're gonna be okay.
I agree.
If they get an offensive line to protect them, he don't have to make the big throw. He just gotta be okay with those young weapons. I think he hit a gold mine late in his career.
I agree. Yeah, my last winner, the Philadelphia Eagles. A few teams making more splashes while addressing needs as the Philadelphia Eagles. You kick that off with Saquon Barkley. That's insane, man. Jeez. Man, you go get Bryce Huff, who had a breakout year for the Jets. That's insane. Then you bring back the heart and soul of your defense when you guys went to the Super Bowl and C.J. Gardner-Johnson. He led the league in picks when he was there last time. So and then you're doing that with an entire new defensive coordinator, Nick Fangio, and he's a beast.
Yep.
So in turn, bro, like that linebacker group still has some questions, and they addressed that with who? Devin White.
Devin White for 1 year proof.
And Howie Roseman, man. Listen, they had a disappointing 2023. I think you with these guys, and they're losing a lot of people on the offensive line, one of the best centers of all time. I get that. But what they did to address needs, putting out fires, they did that in this offseason. What you got, Coach?
I agree. I had the Philadelphia Eagles as well because of all the names you mentioned, but they also went and got an offensive guard in Landon Dickerson to help with that offensive line. So the Eagles, they going to put themselves right back in position to try to build off the year they had the year before, because like you said, this year was not what they expected. They came out the blocks hot, and then they got into the meat of their schedule playing those top teams in the NFL, and it kind of went downhill from there. But signing these guys is going to get them right back on the right track. So I had the Eagles as well.
Any more winners?
Philly was my last one.
I got one more too.
But the Chicago Bears, man.
Yeah. Out of this world.
Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, already been there, but whoever's going to be the quarterback, if it's Justin Fields or Caleb Williams, if it's Caleb Williams, they're putting players around them. So they're not going to do them what Carolina did. They're putting players around them where he can be successful immediately. Keenan Allen is immediate.
Hell yeah.
DJ Moore is immediate, makes you better. Now I kind of wish if Justin Fields stay, he'll be okay.
They asked Keenan Allen, what are you most excited about coming to Chicago? He said, Justin Fields.
And this is why
it's just in a tough situation, though.
I think this is why they keep Justin Fields, because you've addressed the issues for the weapons. This is a heavy, heavy offensive line draft with great offensive linemen, and that's the main issue they have. So now you had a number one pick.
Yep.
So you go get the best offensive lineman in the draft, and I think they have another pick in the first round.
Yeah, they got like I think they got 1 and 9.
Right. So you can go get two great offensive linemen to protect your quarterback, and you have the weapons around you that can build your future. Because now you have a young quarterback, you have two offensive linemen that are young that you can build with, and you have weapons around them now.
Yeah, but and they got a running back one now too.
Yeah, but here's the thing, y'all. Do you say okay, we don't need Keller Williams, and watch him go be great?
Okay. That is the gamble.
Here's my pushback to
that's
that,
the
though.
Kevin Gamble.
You trade that pick, and you're going to get three first rounds for it.
Yeah.
So you got to hope and pray that whoever you trade them to, they don't be as good off the gate, and you still get a top five pick next year, no matter if Justin Fields don't pan out. I can go get Quinn Ewers or Shedeur Sanders or somebody, somebody like that. It's going to still can play out in your factor.
That's fact. That's facts. All right, you got another one coming?
Yeah, my last one was the Washington Commanders.
Okay.
They made all kind of changes on both sides of the ball, and they're going to be able to draft a quarterback for the future at number two.
Yeah.
They also got their backup quarterback, veteran Marcus Mariota. They got Austin Eckler, Zach Ertz, and they went and got edges, Dorrance Armstrong, and Clint Farrell. And they also went and got linebacker Bobby Wagner.
Yeah.
So they made a complete overhaul, which looks like they're trying to go in the right direction. And with them being able to draft the quarterback of the future, I thought it's a pretty good pickups.
All right. Moving on to the losers, Jeff, talk to me. Give me your first loser and why.
No, they're winning. I'm not sure what Denver's doing.
And I know weed is legal up there, so they might just be high. But I'm not sure what they got going on. I don't know what will make me hate a player to have to pay him that much money to go away.
Yeah.
Right? And then not get Kirk Cousins, and then you're rolling out whoever the heck you're rolling out as quarterback now. Like
Jarrett Stidham.
Jarrett Stidham. My dear Lord, why are you playing Jarrett Stidham in 2024, 2025? That is a horrible idea.
Then you get Judy go for a sixth round.
Exactly. You got Jerry Judy go for a sixth round pick. If I'm Cortland Sutton, KJ Ham, dude, now, get me out of here.
I got to go.
Yeah, please, get me out of here.
I'm going to tell you why they don't mind letting him go. You go up on Lowe's Road, you see all them Walmarts on each corner. They own Walmart. They don't give a
damn. Yeah, I'm just speaking for you. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But from a football standpoint, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Yeah,
what you got, Coach?
I had the Broncos as well.
Yeah. But
having to retain a record $85 million in dead salary cap to get to cut Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
If that's the case, I'm just going to keep you, dog. I'm not going to do that and have all that dead salary cap that I can't use. Then they let Justin Simmons go. They saying that Josie Jewell won't come back. Yeah. It's just bad for Denver. I don't know where they're going with this.
Yeah, think be shipping in Denver. My first loser, very similar, is the Carolina Panthers.
Ooh, here we go. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, you expect a team that has a budding number one overall pick. Did you trade it?
As your boy.
Yeah. Bro, and you're not even really getting help for this kid, bro. They did the exact opposite. They could have traded Brian Burns 2 years ago to the Los Angeles Rams for 2 first-round picks and a second. You know what they got for Brian Burns? 2 fifth-round picks.
That's because they didn't have no picks.
That's malpractice.
But this is the thing. You know you don't have a first-round pick. So, in turn, you have to make sure that you get a first-round pick because you don't have a first-round pick. Dog.
But here's the thing. Nobody's giving you a first-round pick for a linebacker.
That's what, all I'm saying is you're going to have to do something. You got to get rid of somebody else. You got to figure out a way to get in that first round again because he just needs help, man. And then you give guys like Robert Hunt, Damian Lewis, guys. They're great guys, right? Offensive line help, which is what was needed. They're solid options, but they didn't have to overpay those guys. They could have maybe addressed that in a different way, man. They did just nothing. They got Deontay Johnson, who will be their number one wide receiver for sure. I just don't think that him and Thiele Lee is enough on the outside to get Bryce Young over that hump. And this is a poverty franchise, what we're talking about. They're doing the exact opposite to help this kid. They're absolutely sabotaging.
Yeah. It's about practice, dude.
Yeah, it is. That's bad. But you got Weezy.
Oh, man. Well, my losing, I know Coach, somebody had him as a winner as Green Bay Packers. I actually got the Green Bay as a loser.
Yeah.
I didn't understand why you get Josh Jacobs, but you give up Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is playing good. You finished the season out winning like almost 7 games in a row.
Mm-hmm. The great locker room guy, too.
And you make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You blew out the Cowboys. How? I mean, is Josh Jacobs that much better than Aaron Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm starting the team, I'm taking Josh Jacobs.
I'm taking Josh. He's younger.
And he's younger. Younger.
Yeah.
Man, I didn't understand that move.
And it was a good deal, too. It was a good price. Mm-hmm.
Got to be
cheap. My second loser will be. You didn't go?
Well, I'm going to say something about Carolina real quick.
Run it.
You said about Burns. He's 25 years old.
25?
Like, let's think about that.
Yeah, he's 25.
You turned down 2 first-round picks and a second-round pick for a 25-year-old stud at pass rusher, and you only get, you said a fifth?
Well, it's a second, and next year's drafting a fifth. Not this year's draft. You need that draft now.
You need that now.
You need it now.
I understand you got Deontay Johnson from the Steelers, but you need players. Yeah. And
God, dog. They held on to that Dogecoin too long.
Yeah, they
and they lost their leading tackle from a season ago.
Unfortunately, Jeff, I have the Bills as my next loser.
Talk about it.
They look no closer to capturing that Lombardi trophy. Yes, you got Josh Allen to restructure. Yes, you got Von Miller to restructure. But you lose Jordan Poirier. You lose Micah Hyde and Trey White. Those people can go. Leonard Floyd can't go. You can't lose Leonard Floyd, dog. Dane Jackson, that's going to hurt as well. So, and I understand losing Gabe Davis. Give me Curtis Samuel over him. That's not really the problem. But I just think there's enough for them to contend with this team assembled as it is right now in that division. I think you guys now slide into third in that division.
Yeah. Third in the division or third in the AFC?
In the division.
Miami. So you got Miami. Miami, who got worse? They lost the defense. Lost Chris
Jets.
Wilson. And we don't know. We
the
don't.
Jets. I said they're third now.
We don't.
The Bills
know.
Are third.
We don't know if Aaron Rodgers.
No, the Jets.
We don't know how good Aaron Rodgers is going
to
be.
No, the Jets.
We have no clue to have 39 years old off of the Achilles is going to look, bro.
Jets.
Let's be real, man.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Off of the Achilles?
The Jets.
Man, the Jets. 5 weeks later.
Nah, the Jets, all right.
He popped it in one play. So it's like, what do you want me to do? I mean, I'm
rolling with the Jets. Huh? Over y'all. Unfortunately.
That man.
Give me another loser, coach.
Dallas Cowboys, man.
Let's talk about it.
Oh, wow.
What are they doing? They haven't signed anybody or reveling.
No.
They signed a long snapper.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing, man?
And they let go of Vander Esch.
They lost Tony Pollard. They lost the center.
Yeah, but your dad's.
They lost the defensive lineman, Armstrong, Frazier. So what are y'all doing?
Man.
Like, I could see if they had all these first-round picks coming up, but they don't.
No, they don't.
So I don't understand.
They got to pay Dak, though. That's the reason that they ain't really overspending right now.
That ain't it.
But they said they were all in. They don't. They not all.
They not.
I'm going to cut them some slack. I'm going to cut them a little bit of slack.
Of course you are.
Damn. I'm not a Cowboys fan. What's that about? But from this standpoint, you got to pay Dak. Got to pay Micah. You already paid Diggs. And that's not a lot of money to go around. You got to pay CeeDee. That's what I'm saying. Just them three right then. You got to pay CeeDee right after that. Ain't a lot of money they got left.
That's what, yeah. They ain't got
so, and you got to keep those guys.
Got to keep them.
You know what I mean?
Those guys got to stay.
And the Cowboys, say what you want about them, they do draft well, though.
They draft really well.
They do draft.
Player development really well.
Yeah. They better do it this year.
Or have to. They lost free agents.
I'm dead ass. I think they're going to get some a person like, say, Jamal Adams will sign there. Okay. They'll get one of those random, like, Tyrone Smith will come back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So stuff like that. And they'll be fine. But what they're doing is waiting to see how shit shake out.
Yeah.
And if people are going to overspend, if we can get a guy. They didn't even really contact Derrick Henry. You need a running back, dog. So, yeah. Yeah. Give me another loser, Weezy.
A fringe loser for me is the Chargers, man. All right, Harbaugh. I know you got your time, but here's the thing. I know you want your own players in there, but you got to do something.
Yeah.
Well, we know what Khalil Mack will do if you don't like him. Yeah. We know. I seen what he'll do. He'll lead a squad. And you already let go. You already let go of your best wide receiver. And then you got another wide receiver that can't stay healthy. Yeah. I'm just saying.
They couldn't pay everybody.
Yeah. They were salary strapped. When a lot they could do.
Mike Williams goes down, tears his ACL. You got to let him go. Yeah. You restructure Bosa and Khalil Mack. You can't also restructure Keenan Allen. You let him go.
Yeah.
You had to let Austin Ekeler walk. Mm-hmm. Bro, you just got to get – you got to get liquid.
Here's the thing with Jim Harbaugh, because he's also a college coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
He go out there and have a horrible year. Have a horrible year.
Going back to Michigan.
In Florida has a horrible year.
Yeah.
Florida going to pay for him.
Man, whatever he wants.
That's what I'm saying.
So he know he got it. But that's 2 years from now.
It might
he can
be
flame
like
out until you. Nah, he ain't going to do a year. Because if you leave after 1 year in the NFL, you'll never get back in there.
Ever.
I seen the coach do it.
Who?
Bobby Petrino.
He never got back to the NFL.
Nah, he never got back.
That's what they're saying. You can never go back to the NFL. Yeah, it's over with. Yep. Another loser, Jeff.
Minnesota Vikings. If you try to keep Justin Jefferson,
that ain't how you do it.
Sam Darnold is your quarterback. Ain't the move.
No,
Weezy, I know that's your man. So I'm gonna tread lightly.
He ain't nothing.
But this can't be your hey Justin Jefferson. We want to keep you. We got Sam Darnold here. Nah, bro, that's not gonna.
Yeah.
Ain't it?
I actually think they're low enough for next year's quarterback. Quarterbacks.
Yeah, they trying.
It's a big quarterback crew coming in next year in the draft.
Not I push back on it. Is this year.
It's the big quarterback crew.
Yeah.
It's two next year.
Three next year. Max
the third.
Quinn, Shadur, and the kid Cam Ward that's down at Miami now. He gonna cook.
It's possible. Okay.
Nah, he still got two more years.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't think this ain't the. Well,
I'm telling
you, get one of those two or three.
Yeah,
baby.
But then there's some guys that are, and there's always a breakout, right? Michael
always.
Penix type breakout. Yeah. You know, there's guys, and then there'll be a guy. There'll be another guy.
They're talking about trading up to get somebody like Bo Nix. Yeah,
people gonna. I think somebody gonna reach on JJ McCarthy.
They gonna reach on him. Yeah.
You got one coach?
Nah, we good. Okay. Been covered.
I got a bite back with the Washington Commanders, dog. Oh man, listen. You enter free agency with $91 million in cap space, and the biggest name on that list is Doris Armstrong. Now, I get it. You have to overpay like the Titans did to kind of get guys on a rebuild, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody really wants to go through a rebuild, so you have to overpay a little bit. But you go back and get Zach Ertz. You go back and get Marcus Mariota. And you get Austin Ekeler. Yeah, this is a good team in 2016. Those are great signings in 2016, bro. We're in 2024. Those guys, they're not helping you tomorrow. I understand you get what you can get.
Yeah.
But you got to overpay for guys that are coming to a rebuild. This is a rebuild. This is one of the worst teams in the league. I think they're a bottom tier team next year.
Absolutely.
2-3, like yeah. The worst.
Yeah, like, them Carolina.
Yeah, them Carolina. And it was the Titans. Now the Titans fighting them.
Titans fighting them. Giants.
Giants going to be bad. Giants going to be bad.
See, the real Danny Dimes.
Rams going to be bad next year, too.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Uh-huh.
I'm telling you.
So you got Puka.
You got Puka. You still
got Coop.
And that.
You got a running back.
No, you don't.
You do.
He all right.
They got a running back.
You got a quarterback.
You got a quarterback.
Man, bro, what?
They going to be defense.
No. Give me one person they got on defense.
Defense is horrible.
Nah, you got to stop somebody.
They going to have to outscore everybody.
That's why I say they going to win 9 games.
I can't bet it.
I ain't going to bet it. I'm asking if they can win 9 games.
They going to win 6 games.
Yeah.
I bet they win 5. Six games. I bet they win more than 6 games.
You said 9.
You just said 6.
I said 6. Where you going?
I'm more than 6.
No.
Seven. 6.
So he going 7.
Go 7.
That's more than 6.
Go 7.
No, they're going to win 7.
Okay.
That's more than 6. What you don't do? He said more than 6.
No, it's
7 is more than 6.
Out of lying in that motherfucker. Ooh, wee. Nah.
Saints going to be bad.
Saints going to be bad.
Saints going to be that bad. Nah, Saints going to be straight.
Saints going to be.
Who the Saints got?
They were bad last year.
They still got Olave. And they still got Kamar.
They was bad last year with that.
Derek Carr.
That's not good. That ain't it, Jay.
And if they get rid of Jameis.
Yeah, James in Cleveland right now.
James, yeah.
James in Cleveland right now.
Seven games.
I got another loser.
Talk.
One of those is the New England Patriots. Here's the thing, New England Patriots. You got to overpay right now while you're bad. You got to. Because they said that the guy we just signed, the wide receiver we just signed, the wide receiver we just signed from Jacksonville.
Cameron.
Oh, yeah. Randy. They said that he was going to go to New England.
Yeah.
But he wanted 100 from them. If he got us for 92, yeah. he tried to get them for 100.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Damn right.
He tried to get them for 100.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
Yeah. Hey, listen, the sneaky pick for all of this shit, Marquise Brown signing with the damn come on, Chiefs.
Man, dog.
Come on now.
If he
yeah, come on.
That man, listen.
That's gonna be scary.
Boy.
That man run a Super Bowl throwing to us.
Man,
he put a Super Bowl throwing
scary.
To us.
He got one. Like, that's the sneaky pick. Yeah. Nobody's talking about it.
On a 1 year, prove it.
Yeah, he got nothing but prove it.
And Andy Reid talking that shit already.
Get open.
Andy Reid talking that shit already.
They have MVS.
Hold on. Rondale Moore went somewhere, too.
Rondale Moore is going to be the third wide receiver in
the Bears.
With the Bears.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Third. No excuse to Chicago no more.
I'm telling you.
And
if they keep Justin Jefferson, and I'm a Justin Jefferson fan. I'm sorry. Yes, if they keep Justin Fields, I'm a Justin Fields fan. There's no excuse.
Yeah, they got to get the line, Jeff.
I hear you.
They got to get that line.
You got out routes. You got quick routes. You got ways to scheme around a bad offensive line with an athletic QB.
And you got Swift there.
Here's the thing with the Bears, though. If they keep Justin Fields, it's pretty much no excuses. You got to win. Yeah. But if they go and get Caleb Williams, they said they had a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, you got.
That's true.
So you get more of a leeway.
Man, but you get them three. If you can get 3 first round picks for that pick,
man, listen.
Either way you go, it's not like Caleb Williams just.
And that's what Jeff said. If you keep Justin Fields and it doesn't work out, you can get rid of him next year, and you can go and get
Quinn,
a guy.
Yeah,
I understand that you can go, but you don't pass up.
I don't think Caleb Williams is gonna be what you think he's gonna be.
Well, it's not just me. It's
I'm not just saying me. You.
Everybody thinks.
Hear me out.
I'm just saying.
Here, question for you, Weez. When's the last number one guy, number one pick? That was really like that.
Number one guy.
Number one, but not the pick. Not later on in last. Not the number two.
CJ Stroud was number two.
The number two pick.
Who went number one?
Which car went number one? Bryce Young went number one.
For sure.
Who's the last number one pick?
Give me the number one.
That went like, that was like.
Give me the number, the top quarterback taken. No, who's been the guy?
I know my memory.
Yeah.
Ain't one.
You think about Trevor Lawrence and them. You think about.
Even go back. Jameis and them.
Yeah, Jameis. God dang, Jameis.
And it's the thing.
Now it was Mariota than Jameis, wasn't it?
If you're a general manager, y'all, and that pressure's on you for Justin Fields,
yeah.
But you got Caleb Williams right there, and everybody's looking at Caleb Williams with the tape. That's a rough decision. It's tough.
Because you got that rookie deal. But what I'm telling you is, bro, if you are the Bears, and the way that they fleeced the Panthers out of that first round pick, and then what that turned into.
But here's what I'm saying,
man.
You're giving me three
in that draft room. In that draft room with that general manager and that team, this is a job breaking decision. This is a job firing decision.
Yeah.
If it hits, you're gonna keep your job. If you lose, you're gonna lose your job.
Okay, now let's say Caleb Williams don't
go ahead, coach. Say you do get Caleb Williams, right?
Okay.
And it don't pan out. Now those older veteran guys that you brought in for this year, by the time Caleb Williams figures it out, they done. So he's not gonna have any weapons.
Facts.
So you gotta go with what you already know. Which you already have been coaching, which you already been grooming,
easy
to that knows your system, to go with those guys.
Yeah,
I put in a boy. I bet they make a trade draft day.
To get who?
I bet they trade
Justin Fields.
Okay, you got
two of them.
Who? Where though? Minnesota.
You love to put a nigga on the
Minnesota. In Minnesota, New York.
Minnesota. I think they go there. New England.
Only place I see it is Minnesota.
New England. New England ain't got a quarterback.
Okay, I'm going to say something. Yeah. Cameraman, mute this if I say something wrong. Can Jared Mayo really take that risk with year one to bring in Justin Fields as his quarterback?
Yeah.
Think about what I'm asking right
now. You know, who's the owner?
It's Robert Kraft.
He got a drink. Okay. Right.
He got to go get the boy from LSU. He better go get that boy from LSU.
Daniels.
Jaden, one of them two.
Let me tell you right now.
You fought me all college.
Listen, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Listen.
What?
Jaden Daniels is Dorian Thompson Robinson with an afro.
And tweet us with questions.
What?
Tweet us with questions.
DTR, now who you say?
DTR don't start in the NFL, though, Jay.
Yeah, now he can play.
He can play.
Is he worth the number two pick?
No. DTR, no.
I got a backup.
Real quick, what was your bet? Fields will be traded. Real quick, let me go through who else got money left. Real quick.
You all said the
play. Who got money?
I got a backup for you.
Okay.
Malik Willis ready. I got a backup.
Anyway.
He need to be in Buffalo.
Listen what I'm saying.
I'll take Malik Willis.
Yeah, the commander
go pick his ass up.
I'm trying to pod here.
Better Mitchell, you're
trying to pod, bro. Okay. The Commanders got $68 million still. Right.
They drafting it too, though.
The Patriots got $57 million still. The Titans, $55 million.
That's a big deal.
The Bengals,
they done made?
$46 million. And peep this. The Eagles have $39 million.
Hey, listen, man. Hey. That front office right there, they different. They are different. Philadelphia front office is different.
And here's the thing with us. Well, I personally think, unless we get Chase Young or somebody like that, we'll make one more move, or Justin, the safety
Simmons.
Yeah, but I think we'll save that money for next year because we're trying to be really good going into the new stadium.
Should be.
So I think we'll save some of that money for next year.
Yeah, it is. Those are our winners and losers as we record this. Still a little time for people to make trades. It will happen. I just saw a crazy thing that said somebody just got – it was breaking news. Let me get that real quick. Breaking damn news. Darren Waller retires.
Wow. Really?
Darren Waller.
That hurt.
That's a really
– that's a bad –
they're going to be terrible.
Horrible.
They're going to be terrible.
That's a bad –
he don't want to play football no more?
He retired today.
Love.
You got Kelsey Plum at the crew.
Hey, listen. Sign up for a train wreck every day. Some people don't want to do that train wreck.
Right, yeah.
This is what he done been through.
Right.
Aaron Donald only played 10 years.
Yeah. And
to be honest.
He saw what the Giants are going to bring on.
He said, hell no.
I ain't dealing with this.
Especially with Kelsey Plum. That's the cool question. Out the week. As Full Sport Press, don't forget to comment and give us a thumbs up on the YouTube page. On the iTunes page, please rate and subscribe. But more importantly, don't forget to tell a friend.
To tell a friend.
Easy.
Everything paid for, big baby.
Hold up.
Get a drummer song.
Jeff.
Camera's always on, brother.
Cameraman, the revolution will be podcasted. We are out.
the Full Press Podcast. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Full Sport Press Podcast. To catch up on previous episodes, please check out the YouTube page and wherever you find your favorite podcast. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend.
The revolution will be podcasted.